following programming is sponsored by End Time Harvest Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment. The tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. WWDB 860 on your radio dial. This is Mother Judy Hines, and this is your kingdom assignment. I'm here this morning with a word from the Lord, and that word is, do not be weary in well-doing. Don't let yourself get wore out by the enemy. The enemy has come to wear the saints out during this time that we are facing crisis in the world, and that we are facing a viral enemy. But I want you to know that God has already given us the victory. We are more than overcomers this morning. So this morning, we're simply talking about encouraging yourself. Many times we look for others to pat us on the back, to give us a lifting word, to comfort us, to console us. But this morning, you're going to play a major role in your own dream, in your own vision, and you're going to encourage yourself. I was talking about this on the Sweet Inspiration line this morning because David had found himself in the midst of adversity. Adversity is something that you cannot run from. Adversity is something that finds you. Adversity also makes you and cultivates us into the believer that God is calling us to be. And so this morning, I want you to know that that trouble that you have been facing, that trouble that you have found yourself in, it will not last. This too shall pass. But in the midst of it, learn how to dance in the fire. Learn how to glorify God in the fire. And you're going to be able to see the hand of God move on your behalf. This is a journey, folks. This is a journey. And as I'm thinking about the journey, we are also involved in a 40-day journey called STEP, seeking the eternal presence. We are relentlessly seeking the eternal presence of God because we have found that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. That in the presence of God, when you're praising, when you're worshiping, you're going to find help and strength for the journey, folks, in the very presence of God. But this morning, we are talking about encouraging yourself because the enemy wants you to be discouraged this morning. He wants you to be discouraged. He wants you to be in a state of despair, a state of despondency, a state of depression, all of the things that God has translated us from, all of the things God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the marvelous light. And as you are in your kingdom assignment, you're going to have to guard yourself this morning and every other morning against being weary in well-doing. You're doing a great work. You're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing a kingdom assignment, and the enemy has come to thwart the plans. The enemy has come to cause you to feel a disappointment. But this morning, we are receiving our strength from the Lord. David had had to encourage himself because he had what I call a zigzag experience. What is a zigzag experience? It's when you come home and you find your home has been broken into. Everything has been taken, including your wives and your children. Nothing is left, and they burnt the house to the ground. See, the enemy doesn't play fair, and he has waged a war on the saints. But I want you to know that not only has God waged a war on the devil's war, he has already won it for us. The enemy is a defeated foe. If you can just remember that, keep that in your mind, that God is doing something great and something wonderful on your behalf, even in the midst of adversity. And let me tell you something, those of you who are listening this morning, adversity is going to bless you. That very thing that the enemy meant for bad, God is going to use it for the good. And not only is it going to bless you or benefit you, but it's going to bring God great glory. It's going to bring God great glory. And so I wish that I could say that on your kingdom assignment that you're not going to have any trouble, you're not going to have any adversity. But that wouldn't be the truth, folks, because along this way, life has a way of dealing out some different cards all the time, some different bumps in the road. But I'm here to tell you, be steadfast, unmovable. Do not let these things shake you. Do not let those things move you, because God is in control. He is in control. He gave the assignment that you have originated with him and will end with him. He's calculated in every fine detail. Everything that you will encounter along the way, he's already factored it in, folks. And he still established that you are the victor, that you are not the victim, but you are the victor. So on this morning, encourage yourself, folks. Encourage yourself and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Yes, strengthen yourself in the Lord. And when you do this, you're going to find your faith is going to soar. You're going to find that your muscles of faith are going to increase. And when your muscles of faith, oh, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Remember now, there's a story in the Bible of the blind man sitting on the side of the road, and he heard that Jesus was coming by. This is called hearing faith. Hearing faith. And then he began to get loud, and he was trying to get Jesus' attention. And the folk told him to pipe down, to get quiet, and making too much noise. You know what Mother is saying this morning. Well, that's called aggressive faith, because he didn't let that deter him. He didn't let that disappoint him. He did not let that stop him from calling on the name of Jesus, for calling out to Jesus. And so this morning, we are determined that we're not going to let anything and anybody come between us and our kingdom assignment, that we are going all the way, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what the devil is doing. God has intervened in the affairs of men. God has intervened on your behalf. God has sent an angel on assignment. When you are on a kingdom assignment, God is the one that gives you the strength, gives you the faith and the favor. Oh, yes, unlimited access is what it's called, folks. When you're on this kingdom assignment, God has assigned to you unlimited favor and blessings. Oh, hallelujah. And so on this Monday morning, you be encouraged, because you are the righteousness of God. And don't you forget it. You are the righteousness of God, which simply means that you are going to accomplish everything that God said you can accomplish, that you're going to have what God says you're going to have, and that you're going to go everywhere that God has said that you're going to go. Again, your kingdom assignment originated with God and is going to end with God. And if the end of a thing is not good, then it's simply not the end. I'll say that again. We got that from the late Jesse Williams when we was out in Tulsa many years ago. If the end of a thing is not good, then it simply is not the end. And so this morning, here on your kingdom assignment, it is not the end. It looks bad. It feels bad. You don't want to go through it, but I want you to know that if you go through it, you're going to be able to help somebody. See, you can't help people when you haven't been through anything. And so God is going to take you through it for your testimony, the testimony and overcoming testimony, because he's made you an overcomer, not just an overcomer, but he's made you more than an overcomer, made you more than an overcomer. So we want you to make the adjustment this morning. Make the adjustment in your mental attitude. Make the adjustment in your posture. Make the adjustment so that you will experience the advancement on your day-to-day kingdom assignment. God is up to something where you are concerned. God is moving by his spirit and by his power. He has not forgotten you, and he has not changed his mind concerning you. God has chosen you, and he did not make a mistake. He has invested in you. He has invested in you. You are quality in the kingdom, and you come behind nobody. Encourage yourself on this morning. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Be strengthened in the power of his might. Be strengthened in the power of his word. Be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be strengthened in Jesus, because we are an extension of the Jesus Christ ministry. You have his power. You have his favor. You have his power and his favor. You are a part of his resurrection culture. The resurrection culture is a culture of power and victory. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, you're getting up from there this morning. You're not going to sit there in that state of stupor and sit there in that state of despair, but you're going to get up and you're going to shake that thing off this morning, and you're going to arise, and you're going to go over that wall. You shall conquer, and you shall go over that wall. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And if we have anything else to say to encourage you this morning, it would be learn how to dance in the fire. Learn how to glorify God in the fire. On your kingdom assignment, you will have trials. You will have trouble. You will have adversity. But this is what makes you. This is what develops you. And this too shall pass. It shall not last always. Listen, my friends, this morning, it's been wonderful hanging out with you all this morning. Thank you so much for joining us every Monday at 7:30 right here on WWDB 860 on your radio dial. Listen, have a blessed week. Be encouraged. Don't forget now, the word of the Lord is a high tower. The word of God will stabilize you, will secure you, and will keep you, and will encourage you. Stay up in the word of God. You're going to see the hand of God bring the powerful manifestation. You're going to see the promises. You're going to see prophecy fulfilled concerning you. And you're going to see yourself moving to your next predestinated place in him as you are on your kingdom assignment. Listen, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on MotherJudyHines.com. mothersjudyhines@gmail.com or mothersjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30.
Wow, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. We're getting ready to bring on the next speaker, and we're doing that now.
Good morning, good morning. I'm your host, Terrence Ellison, and this is TKE Ministries. That's right, TKE Ministries. And the broadcast is The Voice of Prophecy. And we're so glad to be here this morning. And we thank God for Pastor Gary Moore and Mother Judy Hines. I tell you, good friends of mine. And we thank God for them. Today, we want to go ahead and get into the Word of the Lord. And last week, we were dealing with, as The Voice of Prophecy, we were dealing with Deuteronomy chapter 18. And we want to get right into that word. And we want to share some things with you this morning and want to minister to you. And I tell you something, I want to let you know that God loves you and he cares about you. And it was important to me to share this with you this morning that that when it comes to our relationship with God, that God created us for fellowship and worship. He created us for fellowship and worship. We need to really understand that why we've been created. You know, a lot of times we think we've been created to serve our family, and that's one part, or we've been created to work at a particular company. We've been created to do such and such. But our main purpose that God created us for was for fellowship and worship, for fellowship and worship. And I want to tell you, one of the things that we have to learn how to do is to put that first. That above everything else, he created us for fellowship and worship. And sometimes we get so busy in our day that we don't remember or forget why we were created. Now, that's not the only reason why we've been created, but what I'm saying to you, that is the first reason, and that is the first thing that really, as a believer in Christ, we should have on our mind that why he created us is for fellowship and for worship. I want you to look at in Deuteronomy chapter 18, and I think this is interesting, is that in Deuteronomy 18, it says here that, let's look at verse number 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you prophet, and he says, from the midst of your brethren, like me, Moses, to him you shall listen. That is what you desire of the Lord your God at Hebron, on the day of the assembly when you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord. It says, may God or see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, they have well said all that they have spoken. And I will raise up up for them a prophet from among their brethren like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I commanded him. And whoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself required of him. Now, I want to show you something about this verse that I thought was really interesting, is that at Hebron, God spoke to his people. At Hebron, God spoke to his people. Now, I want to focus on God speaking to his people. See, I want you to know today that God always wants to speak to his people. He always wants to have fellowship with his people. It is important to God to be able to speak to his people and his people be able to speak to him. And I thought it was interesting is that the people there became afraid because they heard the voice of the Lord and they saw the fire, and they told Moses, they said, Moses, you know, we'd rather you speak to us than to hear the voice of the Lord. And I thought that was really important, because one of the things that originally what God wants is for you to hear his voice. I think it's so important that we really teach people how to develop a relationship with the Lord in such a way that you can hear his voice. Don't get me wrong. It's important to have a pastor. It's important to have evangelists and prophets and apostles and teachers. But at the end of the day, that Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. And at the end of the day, really, we're supposed to be able, all of us, to hear the voice of the Lord. What the apostle and prophet and evangelist and pastor and teacher is to do is to confirm what you heard. It's to confirm what you heard. I truly believe that when someone even gives you a prophetic word or give you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, is that in some way your spirit should witness that that is the voice of God. Glory to God. That is the voice of God. It's a sad day when you can't recognize his voice. Listen, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." And I truly believe today one of the problems in the body of Christ is that the people of God do not know the voice of God. We do not know the voice of God. One, we have to be careful that we don't get caught up in personalities. We don't get caught up in personalities. My responsibility, every mouthpiece of God, every preacher, minister, teacher of the Word of God's responsibility is to lead you back to Jesus. Not to put your trust so much in me, but my responsibility is to lead you to Jesus, is to teach you the ways of the Lord so that you could develop a relationship with Jesus that you know his voice. It is a sad day when we don't know the voice of God. I still think that some of us are like the people at the Mount of Hebron. No, Lord, we don't want to hear from you. We'll rather hear from Moses. We'd rather hear from Moses. We don't want to hear your voice. I think sometimes, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said sometimes, you know, we don't want to always hear what God has to say because we don't always want to do what he tells us to do. See, we can see sometimes what we can do. See, sometimes I truly believe this. What we'll do is like, Lord, you know, we can discount and try to play the game that, well, a man told me, not God, you know. See, that's how we want to do, because we really don't want to be obedient to what he tells us to do. Because whatever he tells us to do, most of the time, is not in agreement with our own flesh. See? And so a lot of times, I really believe that sometimes, well, we don't really want to hear the voice of God, because we are concerned about what he's going to say for us to do. But my responsibility this morning is to share with you, glory to God, that you have to develop a relationship with Jesus where you can hear God's voice. And somebody says, well, Pastor, wait a minute. Now, you know, do we actually hear an audible voice? Not necessarily you hear an audible voice, but what you will hear, watch this, is that when you hear something, you can tell that's God's voice. You see, when God speaks, It brings peace into your soul. It brings peace into your soul. I just want to share with you, many times when the Lord speaks, what it'll do is that you'll hear it in your mind. Oh, Pastor, how do I know that's God? Because whatever God speaks has to line up with his word. You see, you only can hear God's voice as much as you know his word. See, the more you know his word, the more you can hear God's voice in your spirit. The more you know his word, the more you can hear his voice in your spirit, in the spirit of your mind. You'll hear his voice in the spirit of your mind. See, as you know the word of God, I have one issue. Now, even though I give people prophetic words, I have one issue with people who are prophets. People need to be established on the word. The prophet comes to confirm the word of the Lord. If you don't have enough word, many times you can't even tell whether or not that is truly a prophetic word for you, because you don't know what the word says. That's why it's important, beloved, that you know what God's word has to say. so that you can begin to be able to discern whether or not that's God's voice. And so as it is a process in your relationship with the Lord, ultimately, God wants you to know his voice. Ultimately, because he wants to be the one that leads you and guides you. One of the things I started to see is that a lot of people don't know his voice. A lot of people say, they believe, like, the Lord told me. The Lord told me. I'd be like, half the time, I'd be like, no, he didn't. And someone said, well, Pastor, how do you know? Because I believe, first of all, that don't line up with his word. It don't line up with his word. See, someone will say, Pastor, the Lord told me that that's my husband. And I'll be like, no, he didn't. Well, how do you know, Pastor? Well, that person is not even saved and not even thinking about being saved. Well, Pastor, I just believe that that's who my husband's supposed to be. No, that you didn't hear right, because God is not going to speak something to you that doesn't line up with his word. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying that that's your situation, but I'm using that as an example. It has to line up with his word. God's voice always lines up with his word. And when, watch this. Don't tell me God spoke something to you and it didn't line up with his word. You see? So many times I've heard so many people, because as a pastor, I'll hear people say, they'll say, Pastor, the Lord told me to leave the church. I said, he did. Mm-hmm. I said, really? Yes. I said, so? I said, now, I'm not saying that God can't lead you somewhere else, but I said, where he leading to? I don't know where he's leading me at. I said, see, that God didn't tell you that. See, the Lord don't tell you to leave one church and doesn't say to you where you're supposed to be going. What's your next assignment? Most of the time, people leave churches because they want to leave churches, because either they were offended or there was something that they thought the church should be doing, or there's something they wanted to do and they couldn't do it. It's not because God told them to leave their church. No, I know the Lord told me to leave church. Oh, he did. So he didn't tell you. He told you to leave, but he didn't tell you where to go. God never tells you to leave one place, glory to God, not without telling you where to go, because he wants you to have a covering. He wants you to have a covering. Beloved, we live in a day that people believe they don't need to go to church. See, again, not the word of the Lord, not God's word. It is God's will for his people to belong to a local church, a local fellowship, to have a covering. Again, because it lines up with the word. It lines up with the word. People want to make it up as they go and say God said something and he didn't say it. Watch this. He didn't say it because it didn't line up with the word. It irritates me when people tell me God said. I'd rather you say, you know, this is what I want to do. Don't put God in it. You know it didn't line up with the word. And then when the spiritual leader tell you, well, sir, ma'am, that don't line up with the word, sister. That don't line up with the word. You know, I'm doing it anyway. Well, you see, you're not developing a real walk with God. God wants us to develop a real walk, and that real walk is being able to have proper fellowship and worship with the Lord, to the point where I develop my inner ear that I can hear the voice of God, so that when the word is taught, preached, when the word is exalted, when the word is prophesied, I'll know that's God's voice, because I know his voice. See? It's important that you develop a relationship where you know the voice of God. It's not just enough for your leader to know the voice of God, but you're supposed to know God's voice. That is God's desire. And one of the things that, when we look in the book of Genesis in chapter 2 and in chapter 3, the Bible says that God came and visit Adam in the cool of the day. Why? To have fellowship, and for him to have worship, for Adam and Eve to worship him. See, ultimately, that's the first thing why God created us, to have fellowship and to have worship. Hey, beloved, oh my goodness, I am out of time. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm getting ready. I got to close out. Man, this thing goes by so fast. Hey, listen, check me out this evening on Facebook Live, YouTube Live at 7 p.m. on TKE Ministries. That's the name of our ministry. That's the name of our Facebook page and our YouTube page. Check us out. We're going to be on live this evening at 7 p.m. Please check us out. Let other folks know about it. Like me on Facebook. Hey, if you want to contact us, our ministry, contact me at tkeministries@gmail.com. Call us 267-470-1447. Listen, we thank God for you. We thank God for being on this broadcast. We will be here Monday mornings at 7:45 a.m. On WWBD 860 a.m. We thank God for the opportunity, the voice of prophecy. We will see you this evening at 7 p.m. Check us out for another word of the Lord. And I know this was just a little short, a little bit, but that's why you got to check us out on social media, on Facebook Live and YouTube. Hey, beloved, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Have a tremendous week. Glory to God.
Well, there you have it. That's been the word for today. Govern yourselves accordingly. Everything that you've heard in your hearing has been just for you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week at the same time, same station. God bless you.